Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. You on the phone yet?
All right. Nope. No.
Okay,
not
cool.
Yet.
Cool. Wanted to make sure. Eddie Ifs due to phone the program here a little bit. Eddie's the Funny Bones. That's just Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Something like
Friday,
that.
Saturday.
Oh, just Friday, Saturday. Okay. I got the dates right in front of me here.
Yep.
Yes, Friday, Saturday.
Right on
he's
email,
coming,
right?
Then he's going to be in Vegas, in San Diego, in L.A., and we'll tell you when he calls.
A family member has a farm outside of town. She's got a couple of male goats. They castrate them by banding, where a rubber band is wrapped around the sack.
He's flipping you up, by the way.
And eventually they fall off.
I've heard of that.
They might do the hogs the same way.
Did this guy leave the shaft?
Of the goat? Nick, that's weird.
Masking for puss.
Doesn't sound like you are.
That would be a horrible way to be castrated.
It would slowly just rot away, right? And fall right off. I think I've heard that before. We saw a guy bite a pig's nuts off in person.
What?
In the parking lot of the old radio station years ago.
He was doing it for prizes. Yeah, he wasn't just for our amusement.
We weren't on the radio. It was it was a private thing.
Right. We called up a hog farmer and said, you mind if we watch somebody bite the nuts off of one of your hogs?
He said, come on out. It cost you $40.
Man.
It was crazy.
What did he get?
He didn't win.
What?
NASCAR tickets. I'll tell you after the show. No, after the show. After we talked to Eddie.
After we talked to him.
Exactly.
Comedian and podcaster, and he's got all kinds of
Eddie with us. Funny Bone this weekend, Friday.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man? Miss you. How you been? Everything cool?
I miss you guys too. I hope someday we can touch each other like you see people do in prison, you know, when they touch the glass screen between each other.
In prison or like we used to do in the studio when we were hanging out with you too.
No, that was skin on skin stuff there, not through the glass.
Eddie Ift, Funny Bone in Omaha this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday for all his dates, because you're going to be in Vegas and San Diego and L.A. For all your dates, that's eddieift.com. Ift is IFFT. What's up, man? What's new? I mean, you've been on the road the whole time. When did you go back out full time?
No. I took some time off. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
I needed it. I've been doing comedy 26 years.
Yeah.
And I took that break when COVID started, and I was like, wow, I never knew I needed this. And I got a wife and two kids,
yeah.
And so after about a month of it, I was like, oh, man, I miss a middle seat on Spirit Airlines and and a room on the bottom floor of a La Quinta hotel next to the laundromat.
That is beautiful right
what
there.
What we found a lot of guys missed was the money.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, yeah. My wife, after about a month of it, started looking at me like, wait, are you going to start doing stuff like around the house?
Did you start doing stuff around the house? Did you start doing stuff around the house?
Oh, yeah. I mean, now it's like she expects it. Right. And I'm like, hey, what?
You're working again now. You're back out on the road.
See,
so screw that.
That's the problem when you start doing stuff like that. Even on occasion, they expect it more and more and more. So don't get yourself into that.
It was hard, though. At about the 17-month mark, I started doing my dishes.
How old are your kids now, Eddie?
I got a 6-year-old, and I don't know what the other one is. He's annoying.
That was actually pretty nice of you to be around for them for a year or so.
Right. Is he younger or older than the 6-year-old, or don't you know?
The younger one's 2.
Okay.
And he's just like, how about this? He's got a black eye right now. And
what do you do?
We don't know how he got it.
Really?
My wife thinks I did it. I think she did it, and we both think he deserves it.
Maybe it was the older. Is it the older brother? They both boys or girls? I forget. You told me.
No, older girl, younger boy.
Oh, maybe the older girl popped him.
I don't know, because she's like, you know, these people that try to argue like gender is a construct.
Right.
And that, you know, that we're all born without a sex, and we develop it and it's nurtured. Yeah, they should come to my house.
Yeah.
Because my daughter is as much girl as you can possibly be. She's nice. She's sweet. She's compassionate. Mm-hmm. My son, put a rock in his hand. He'll hit you in the face with it.
Well, sort of like his dad then, basically, right?
I can't believe how much he's a boy. Like, he just, if there's poo around, he'll find it and put it on himself. Like,
it sounds to me, if he's only 2, was your wife pregnant at the beginning of COVID? Or started to?
We had just had him.
Yeah,
and it was like we were going to be locked down anyway. Yeah, it was brutal. It was like prison at one point.
It was a prison.
I swear, I felt like I was in prison, and I'm in my daughter's room, and I found a shiv.
I thought you said she was sweet. She ain't sweet. Or maybe your wife was hiding the shiv in there.
COVID will do anything. I mean, I look at my wife sometimes. I'm like, we survived it. You know, like I feel like we can call ourselves survivors.
You know, Eddie, if
we're still married.
I still think that's funny because, you know, we obviously during that time, we still came in the studio because all we had was a studio. But at my house, we were stuck together, my wife and I, even though our kids were there, but they're older. And even though we had regular arguments, it is amazing to me that people actually just broke up. It's like they couldn't have just said, hey, listen, you know what? The reason we're fighting is because we're stuck in a house, but we'll get through this. They just said, hell with it. I'm not saying that wasn't the right move, but don't you think it's funny that people, because all of us had problems in our relationships during that COVID, because we're just like, Jesus.
I think that some of those people.
Go ahead.
It wasn't natural. It wasn't natural.
No.
They call it there's a scientific experiment called behavioral sync.
Uh-huh.
Where they put rats in a cage, and the first couple rats get along.
Uh-huh.
You put a third rat in, everything's okay. You put a fourth rat, it starts getting weird.
Yeah.
You put a fifth rat, sixth, seventh, eighth, they start eating their own tails. Like, everybody goes crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what started happening at my house.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have a tail. And
there's no tail anymore. I didn't know that, Eddie.
No. Wait till you see me.
Refresh me. You New York or LA guy?
I started New York, and then I did about 11 years. I was a Comedy Cellar comic.
Okay,
you know that. And then it was weird. Like, my career fell apart, and I went to England for a while.
You told us that.
And then I toured all over the world, and then I ended up back in, finally in L.A., where I think, you know, you'll find my remains.
Right. You are on the road here. You're in Omaha coming up here this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Funny Bone. Then you're in Las Vegas and in San Diego and L.A. You're working a lot here coming up, so, you know. And you got the Bingle Show.
Yeah,
the Bingle Show is your podcast?
Well, Bingle Show ended. My wife made me sell the bus. And so I used to do the podcast out of a bus, a school bus that I bought. I bought a school bus for $10,000, put $70,000 in it, and I think my wife sold it for $500.
Wow. Is it because you couldn't afford it during the COVID? Is that why you got rid of it?
No, she just called it an eyesore.
Can you define a bingle for us?
Okay, so that's a really good question. So we used to do a show called Talkin's Hit.
Okay.
And we had to put a space in a certain place so that it was able to say and able to, so I could say it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it was that, it got kicked off iTunes a bunch of times and, you know, the censorship issues. So we were looking for a new name for the show. And when I was a kid, my mom called farts bingles.
Oh, really? So, oh, isn't that cute? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be funny to call it the fart bus. But in a different way.
Okay. Bingle all the ways.
Does mom find it funny?
Yeah, my mom was like, why do you have to do that?
She's your muse. She should be flattered.
Yeah.
I know. So then my wife got rid of the fart bus.
Did she really? She sold out from under you?
She sold it right out from under me. And it was like, I almost cried. I loved that bus that much. I put so much work and effort into it. So I burned her car.
Well, you got back at her. That's the important part there.
But I do a new podcast. Oh, I've been doing it for almost 500 episodes called The Wodcast, which is WODcast, which stands for Workout of the Day. I'm one of these people, you know. I don't know if you know about CrossFit, but I'm one of these people.
You're a freak, man. You're a workout freak. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of guys work out a lot. I talk about it a lot.
So, didn't you play a personal trainer who kind of fell apart in the Jeffrey show?
Oh yeah. That was in the show Legit. Yeah. On FX. Yeah, I was, and it was so funny. Like a week before. They called me to do that show. I was really out of shape. I'd been on vacation for 3 weeks at a couple weddings. I'd been eating and drinking, and they're like, yeah, you're going to need to take your shirt off. And I was like, you might need to recast this.
You also got to understand that, Eddie, out of shape for you and out of shape for a lot of people are two different worlds.
Yeah, but the shirt off is a big deal, especially on TV. Man. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's painful. One time I went to an audition years ago, and I walk into the audition, and it's I walk in the room, you know, all the other actors are there, and I look around, they're all male models.
Uh-huh.
And I'm about to sign in, and I'm like, am I better looking than I think I am? And, and I'm like, what's happening here? And so the casting director comes out of the room, and before I sign in, I go, hey, I'm just curious, am I in the right place?
Yeah.
And I like look around all the men, you know, and she goes, oh yeah. We wanted to try a goofy guy. and just, you know, just one of them just to see how it works. And I was like, oh. And then she's like, you're going to need to take your shirt off. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we go in the room and there's all these hot models and they're like females too.
Okay.
And they're like, All right, everybody, take your shirts off. You know, you're gonna need to be shirtless in this audition. And these male model men couldn't have taken their shirt off quicker.
Right.
Like, it was like they had a move, like the one-handed shirt removal.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look like the guy at the doctor's appointment. Like, really, I gotta take this off right now?
The doctor.
To answer your question, no, I'm not like those guys.
So you do the workout of the day, but it's a podcast. That means it's not visual. So you just tell people, okay, now you bend down, you do this. That, you know, it's kind of, if it's not visual, how do you describe how to work out?
It's my buddy Joe Prano wrote the joke that a lot of people do, but he said it's like, what's the first rule of CrossFit is always talk about CrossFit. It's
got
like the opposite of Fight Club.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Always.
People that work out love to talk about it.
I know, and it's annoying. Sorry, man, it is.
It is.
I mean.
And I'll do a podcast where we sit and literally talk about our workouts and lots of people listen to it. I'm like, why?
Well, if you're selling it, do they know you're making I mean, being in shape is one thing. I mean, I work out, but I don't like to talk about it, you know, because but I see people that are totally into that scene, you know. But do you do it as a joke, but they're listening, so it's cool?
It literally started out as a joke.
Okay.
I was like, hey, we already do a podcast. It's a joke. Let's do another one where we talk about this thing we do. It was me and another comedian who also is a this guy named Kenny Kane, who's a celebrity trainer.
Okay.
And he was a comedian, and we would just sit and like kind of make fun of the sport. And we didn't think it would turn into anything. And the next thing we know, there's like, you know, like, thousands and thousands of listeners are like, I love this show. And I'm like, we're just making fun of you. But people like it.
Oh, good, man. Whatever. And whatever.
Yeah. And the more I got into it, the more I started having experts on.
Okay.
Who I talk about, like, strength and fitness and health and conditioning and nutrition. And, you know, I had a woman on this week who makes you wear a mouthpiece. There's this mouthpiece that
it deprives your oxygen.
Or for a bit?
Yeah, it helps you recover much quicker, and it lowers your cortisol levels, and lowers your cortisol by 50%. And like, everybody out there.
Yeah, I can say, yeah, I'm going to tune in the podcast. But go ahead. So what happens? you fell right into it. It lowers your cortisol. Oh, Jesus. All right. So you wear the bit in your mouth while you're working out?
Yeah. And then afterwards, it lowers your cortisol 50%. People don't realize that that's a lot of why people are fat, is their cortisol level.
All right. That's all I want to hear. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, really? That's all I got to do is wear I wore a mouthpiece when I was 13. different kind of mouthpiece.
EddieIf.com, the website to check out Eddie's gigs. I'm looking. You are everywhere, including Canada in January. But can you get into Canada yet?
Yeah, you can get into Canada. Canada can't get to America.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So you go up
there,
it is?
Right, you can't come back.
Yeah, you're
you
in
go
the,
up there.
You're in Vancouver in January. I see that, and you're all over the United States the rest of this year. Eddie Iff's upcoming tour dates. More importantly, he's in Omaha, our home affiliate right here. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, the Funny Bone. Eddie Iff. Eddie, we love you, man. I can't wait to see
you. Hey, I love you guys, and I hope to see you someday.
We'll see you in person soon,
and then we'll
man.
Break down each other's workouts in great detail, and it'll be fun.
Catch you on the WOD, all man. Right. Thanks a lot, buddy. See ya.
All right, thanks, guys. Right. Miss you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon, bud. Bye now. Eddie Ift.
Phone sounds good, man.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It really does. Mm-hmm. New equipment's helped that out. Had to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's all new phones, new system. I was real happy with that.
Wish we sounded
same old us.
But the phones sound great.
Right. He started getting into the cortisol. All right. Now, yeah, okay.
I'd never heard of cortisol.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's why people are fat. I'm like, ah.
All right.
Okay.
I'll just wear a bit.
I'm kind of curious myself now.
Yeah. Well, go listen to the podcast.
Sort of, yeah.
Steroid hormone or something.
I love that. People love to talk about CrossFit. They do. What's up, Mr. Evans?
Good point.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A school district employee in Oregon is on administrative leave after showing up to school in blackface.
I heard about this.
Were they doing some owning?
Referred to herself as Rosa Parks, protesting the state's COVID vaccination mandate.
Oh, yeah, because that's very similar.
Not for the
same.
School
it
employees.
Is.
Very similar.
What'd they do to that woman there, Craig?
She's not with them.
Yeah, they fired her dumbass.
Yeah, but
she was using Rosa Parks because Rosa Parks sat in the front of the bus, obviously, because black people couldn't ride in the front of the bus. And during the civil rights, we all know the story. And she thinks she equates them with the people that don't want to get vaccinated. This is how stupid these people are.
She is the victim.
Right.
They love playing the victim. and they will go to great lengths to play the victim.
Whiny.
Black She's face. Single?
I don't know. Good
so
point.
If you had anybody around you that had any sense, you're like, whoa,
why are you going to blackface? Right.
It's never okay. Right. Just everybody, just stop. Blackface is never okay. I don't care what you're trying to say. You're not going to say that.
I remember I was in college, and there was a guy on my floor, and he was a dumbass, but he was harmless. He was the kind of guy you made fun of, but he was hung out, and he was just a goofy kid. We were all kids, for that matter. So he goes, I said, the Halloween party he was going to go to, this frat house or something. I said, what are you going as? He goes, I'm going to, and he was not a racist, but this is, he just went, I'm going to wear a hood and go as a Klan member. And this is years ago. And I go, we used to call him Disco. That was his nickname. I don't know why we call it. Randy was his real name. I go, Randy, listen, you can't do that.
As Boogie.
No, it's not.
Yeah, not as cool as Boogie. Right. Not as cool. I said, Randy, you can't do that. He goes, why? I said, because first of all, it's a Klan outfit. And he literally went, ah, yeah, you're right. But he had said something. I mean, and like I said, he was not a bad kid. He was just a dumb kid. And he went, ah, yeah, you're right. Now, this chick, the Rosa Parks girl, you're right. If she got a husband or a
anybody
friend,
who cared
yeah,
around her.
Yeah.
Yeah, one single friend.
They, you know what? They were buying into
and
it.
And this was not a result of being dumb. This is intentional.
But maybe whoever she lives with, maybe believed in it. Yeah, that's right. We are being persecuted here.
Grab my shoe polish. Yeah.
They probably had to look up Rosa Parks for her.
Yeah.
And I contend it could be intentional and dumb, Todd.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it is both.
It could be both.
She could be bummed out. She can't go see the Eagles next Tuesday either in blackface because she has to have vaccination.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't get the nickname Disco, because now that sound kind of dated.
He hated that name.
Boogie is, that's timeless.
Right.
It is.
Boogie is timeless.
Right.
I saw a guy yesterday, been listening 10 years, Boogie's funny. He didn't mean you, he meant the nickname. Yeah.
I figured. Thanks for that.
I didn't mean it that way. I mean, of course, Todd is funny. That's not what he meant by it. He said, we talked about it the other day. The guy said he's been listening for 40 years, and he said that's the best thing he ever did. Just call somebody Boogie.
The bit is funny. Like,
you did it.
Right. You finally did it.
The character, not so much.
It all led up to that.
It all led up to that. We should quit now. All right. Oh, we're not signed, by the way, after January.
Yeah, so,
after the end of December.
They may have some say in that matter.
Yeah, we don't have a contract after January.
Boogie on right out of here.
Yeah, Boogie out of here. Yeah. Come on back. Eddie F. joined us there. Go see with the funny bone.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.